He could see people were already getting nervous. There was a smell of fear in the rat runs. They'd never come across so much poison before. Dark Tan didn't usually worry about anything, and hated to feel the worry starting deep in his bones. A small rat, out of breath, scurried up the tunnel and crouched in front of him.
"Kidney, sir, number 3, heavy whittlers," it burst out. "We've found a trap, sir, not like the usual sort. Fresh walked right into it. Please come."
There was a lot of straw in the loft over the stables, and the heat of the horses coming up from below made it quite snug. Keith was lying on his back, staring at the ceiling and humming to himself. Morris was watching his lunch, which was twitching its nose. Right up until the time he pounced, Morris looked like a sleek killing machine. It all went wrong just before he jumped. His rear rose, it waggled faster and faster from side to side, his tail slashed at the air like a snake, then he dived forward, claws out. Squeak! "Okay, here's the deal," said Morris to the shivering ball in his claws. "You just have to say something. Anything. Let me go, maybe, or even help. Squeak does not cut the mustard. It's just a noise. Just ask and I'll let you go. No one can say I'm not highly moral in that respect."
"Squeak!" screamed the mouse.
"Fair enough," said Morris, and killed it instantly. He carried it back to the corner where Keith was sitting in the straw and eating a pickled beef sandwich. "It couldn't talk," said Morris hurriedly.
"I didn't ask you," said Keith.
"I mean, I gave it a chance," said Morris. "You heard me right. It only had to say it didn't want to be eaten."
"Good."
"It's all right for you. I mean, it's not as though you have to speak to sandwiches," said Morris, as if he was still bothered about something.
"I wouldn't know what to say to them," said Keith.
"And I'd like to point out that I didn't play with it either," said Morris. "One swipe with the old paw and it was goodbye. That's all she wrote, except that obviously the mouse didn't write anything, not being intelligent in any way."
"I believe you," said Keith.
"It never felt a thing," Morris went on. There was a scream from somewhere in a nearby street, and then the sound of crockery breaking. There had been quite a lot of that in the last half hour.
"Sounds like the lads are still at work," said Morris,
carrying the dead mouse behind a pile of hay.
"Nothing gets a good scream like sardines dancing across the table."
The stable doors opened. A man came in, harnessed two of the horses, and led them out. Shortly afterwards, there was the sound of a coach leaving the yard. A few seconds later, there were 3 loud knocks from below. They were repeated. And then they were repeated again. Finally, Melissa's voice said,
"Are you two up there or not?"
Keith crawled out of the hay and looked down.
"Yes," he said.
"Didn't you hear the secret knock?"
said Melissa, staring up at him in annoyance.
"It didn't sound like a secret knock," said Morris, his mouth full. "Is that Morris's voice?"
said Melissa suspiciously.
Yes, said Keith. "You'll have to excuse him. He's eating someone."
Morris swallowed quickly.
"It's not someone," he hissed. "It's not someone unless it can talk. Otherwise, it's just food."
"It is a secret knock," Melissa snapped. "I know about these things, and you're supposed to give the secret knock in return."
"But if it's just someone knocking on the door in, you know, general high spirits, and we knock back, what are they going to think it is up here?" said Morris. "An extremely heavy beetle?"
Melissa went uncharacteristically silent for a moment. Then she said,
"Good point, good point. I know. I'll shout, 'It's me, Melissa,' and then gives a secret knock, and that way you'll know it's me and you can give the secret knock back, okay?" "Why don't we just say, 'Hello, we're up here,'" said Keith innocently.
Melissa sighed.
"Don't you have any sense of drama? Look, my father's gone off to the rat house to see the other council members. He said the crockery was the last straw."
"The crockery?" said Morris. "You told him about sardines?"
"I had to say I'd been frightened by a huge rat and tried to climb up the dresser to escape," said Melissa.
"You lied?"
"I just told a story," said Melissa calmly. "It was a good one, too. It was much more true than the truth would sound. A tap-dancing rat? Anyway, he wasn't really interested because there's been a lot of complaints today.
Your tame rats are really upsetting people. I am gloating.
They're not our rats, they're their rats, said Keith.
And they always were.